नमस्कार। Paramapurusha, that divine source of all existence, is present in each and every living being, is present in all aspects of creation. Without Paramapurusha, there could be no creation. There would be nothing at all. For in order for something to exist in the created universe, there must be not only that entity or that object, but there also must be a witnessing consciousness, an awareness which knows that existence. Otherwise, it will cease to exist because there is no one to know it exists. So Paramapurusha, that supreme, that greatest Purusha, that infinite consciousness which permeates the entire universe, is the witnessing entity of all that exists. You could not exist in this world were you not in association with Paramapurusha. It is because of that association that you have your existence. No one is an island alone and apart from everyone and everything else, for everyone has the shelter of the Divine One. The Purusha is the shelter of all living beings, the witness of all that you think, all that you feel, all that you are. Whether your experience is of great success or great failure, whether your experience is of great joy or great sorrow, Paramapurusha is always with you, always witnessing your entire existence, knowing every thought in your mind, every feeling in your heart, knowing your shortcomings and your strengths, your successes and your failures. Paramapurusha is that nearest and dearest to you. The closer, that one is closer than close. You are never alone. For that one who guides the stars in the universe, in the heavens, guides the planets, guides the whole of creation, guides you also. That one who is the pole star of existence is also your nearest and dearest. Right next to you all the time. So you are never alone. Nothing that you do is a secret. For Paramapurusha knows everything about you. Your little self identified with body and mind is a creation in the mind of Brahma, witnessed always by Paramapurusha. You are like the dream figure in the dream of Brahma. The Supreme Consciousness, Paramapurusha, that great consciousness, is the great dreamer and has dreamed this whole universe into existence. And in the dream of creation, that one has dreamed you. Dreamed the highs and lows of your life, the ins and outs of your experience, in the vastness of creation, in the multitude of living beings, in the profound infinity of existence, Paramapurusha has dreamed your existence. You abide within the mind of the cosmic Brahma. Brahma is all that is, both manifest and unmanifest, and has two aspects. One is Paramapurusha, that supreme consciousness, which is the living substance and base of all that is. And the other is Prakriti, Mother Nature, the operative principles and forces which create the universe. Paramapurusha is sometimes called Shiva, and Prakriti is sometimes called Shakti. So Shiva and Shakti both are present in Brahma. And these two aspects together formed all of the creation, including you, including all living beings. There is no one outside of Brahma, no one outside of this creation, nothing outside of this creation. All is inclusive. And so you should never feel that you are alone. Never feel that you are helpless. The feeling of being alone or helpless in this world comes because the mind and awareness are so engaged in outer circumstances, you forget your constant companion. That companion has nothing but love for you. Paramapurusha's presence is a shower of infinite grace, a shower of unconditional love, for you are his own. Naughty or nice, you are part of him. His child. And so he has a great love for you. A great care for you. And if you turn your mind towards him, if you turn yourself towards him, his grace can be felt showering upon you. An unconditional love and care. So do not waste all of your time in the struggles and activities of this world, remember always your divine father, your divine mother. Don't get so busy that you forget. Remember always. And the shower of grace from that one will be felt by you. All right? All right. Namaskar.